I had actually just walked out of the embassy that morning between two groups. The standard protocol for every morning was when there were protests down at the university was different groups would kind of stage themselves down the street, protest for a few minutes in front of the embassy, and then continue on down towards the university. And it was actually the next group that ended up going over the wall that morning. So I was walking down the street about a block and a half, which my office was actually outside of the main compound scheduled to be moved in for security reasons.
Did you know what was happening at that point?
When I walked out, it was just, you know, walking between two groups of people. But one of the things we did every morning is a little game I played with my secretary, because she was alone away from her friends in the embassy in our office, and I would forget to get the mail every morning, so she would go back for tea at 10 o'clock to be with her friends, and it became loud outside. I looked outside out my window and saw her running back across the street, and actually there's a scene in Argo at the end where they show people going up over the wall in real video, and I actually looked at that scene out my office window that morning.
So you're sitting in your office, you're seeing this scene. What's your reaction?
Well, every one of the principal officers in the embassy had a two-way radio with him 24/7. The chatter really started at that point in time. I happened to be sitting in a position where I could tell the people inside the chancery, in particular those that were already starting to destroy documents, just exactly what was going on outside, and that's what I did for the next few hours.
And then where did you go from there?
Actually, I stayed in that vicinity for 2 days, reporting to the State Department on what I could see inside the compound, and then after 2 days went to the residence of a Swedish national, and stayed with that person for about 2 weeks until Canadians had me join the other five.
While this was going on, were you fearful for your life?
No. When I got to the Swedish residence, in the evening, the woman I stayed with and I would go out and we'd go shopping in the marketplace because I was just another foreigner, go home, cook dinner, have dinner, because no one thought it would go on, you know, anything more than days and then eventually weeks. And then eventually it was going on quite a while.
So did you have a plan? If somebody stopped you and said, you know, who are you? What are you doing here? What was your line?
I didn't speak English. Yeah, I did not speak when I was out, and if anyone, you know, like you say, no one bothered the foreigners.
And you weren't concerned that maybe being from northern Idaho, you might look American?
No, I was just another big tall guy in the crowd.
In the coming days, Schatz would rejoin the other Americans. Officials from the Canadian embassy then helped hide the six in their own homes. Schatz was part of a group that stayed with Canadian immigration officer John Sheardown and his wife, Zena.
So we played a lot of Scrabble. We read a lot. The Sheardowns had a great library, a lot of books, and just passed the days. Some people spoke enough Farsi that they could translate what was going on television as we watched two countries talk at each other or past each other rather than to each other. And it just continued to drag on quite a while until after Christmas. And one day John Sheardown came back and said, you know, we're going to have a visitor tomorrow. This is someone with a strategy for getting you out of the country.
So the movie today is called Argo. Back in 1979, Argo was a fake movie designed as a scheme to get a group of Americans into Iran. They were pretending to be Canadians in an effort to help you folks escape. When you first heard about this plan to make a fictional movie as a way to get you guys out, what was your reaction?
Well, when Tony and his partner came in to the country and came in that night, we didn't talk about the plans and anything right off the bat. We had a good dinner, got to know each other a little bit, got comfortable with these two new guys in our midst. And then he and his partner laid out three scenarios. And it was clear that it was a pro and con kind of situation that aimed us towards the movie crew scenario. It sounded like something that we could have fun at, if you can use that word. And that's actually a word that Tony used. He said, because, you know, you have to believe you're going to enjoy doing what you're asked to do to have a successful, you know, exfiltration. And even that night, it started showing us some of the paraphernalia, some of the backup materials, passports. I don't recall if they were there that first evening or not, but our own backgrounds and everything were. So beginning that night, we started trying to get comfortable with the new skins we were going to be asked to wear in less than 2 days.
Director Ben Affleck has been criticized for understating the role that the Canadians played in getting you and the others out. What do you think of that criticism aimed at the director?
Well, you know, you could make the same criticism, you know, it underplayed the role of the six of us. But the thing I have to remind myself of is this is a story about how the CIA and Hollywood did this event, not about this event and what went on in Tehran. So I think it was a partnership. I think it's unfortunate because you don't keep score in a situation like this. There were any number of people that beyond the Canadians and the CIA that also helped us to get out safely.
I saw a picture in prepping for our interview of you on the red carpet at the premiere. You're all dressed up. You look very happy. But I'm wondering, has this movie and all the attention that it's now bringing you forced you in a way to revisit something that really wasn't very pleasant for you?
No, it was a great job. I know it really was. I mean, and it doesn't bring back, you know, any memories or anything. It did not deter me enough. In 2003, I was one of the first Americans into Iraq to the job of restarting the functions of the Ministry of Agriculture. So, you know, this event tested me early. I have hoped in my career to see a flag go back up on a U.S. facility in Iran. It just doesn't look like that's going to happen, though, anytime soon. So one thing I wish, you know, would happen.